The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. I'm Alex Dunn, and I've been joined by Chris Pimlott to look ahead to the best of the action coming up on Friday. It is Friday, isn't it, Pimms, tomorrow?
Yeah.
You lose track, don't you?
You do indeed.
A happy new year to you, Mr. Pimlott.
A very happy new year to you, young fella. And, 2015, who knows what it holds in store for us, but we're already looking forward to it. We've had some wonderful, wonderful racing over the Festival Series season. Certainly on this side of the Irish Sea and the other side, some fantastic fare from Leopardstown and such like over the Christmas period. And again, there's plenty more to look forward to. Little bit of lull, I suppose, in proceedings for 4 or 5 weeks, and then we'll be all getting giddy, re-Cheltenham early March, won't we?
Absolutely. And it's a solid card that we're going to look at. It's air on Friday, and it's not the strongest that you'll ever see, but it's competitive, and there's plenty of runners, aren't there?
Plenty of runners. It's going to be fairly soft ground, and the heavy showers are certainly forecast for Friday as well up at the Western track. So we're certainly... need something that'll go and stay in the ground, stays well, and as you quite rightly said, it's not top-notch fare, but very competitive all the same.
Absolutely. OK, well, we'll start with the 1 o'clock. It's a handicap hurdle over an extended three-mile trip. 8 runners down to go to post for this one. Let's hope they all stay in, because it could be a decent each-way race, this Pimmers. We mentioned it may take some getting. This three-mile trip certainly will, and it may pay to look at those... Well, I was going to say it may pay to look at those towards the bottom of the handicap, but... They are badly out of form as a whole, and it's the informed ones up at the top that are going to have to lump a fairly hefty weight round here.
Yeah, certainly a big burden for Quell Elite, the top weight, but he's in good form. He won last time out. That was up at Wetherby when he beat Guiding George. Interesting, the rider dropped his reins as well up the running. Whether that's hindered him or helped him, not quite sure. But it's certainly he stayed the trip well at Wetherby, and it was soft ground as well there. So he definitely goes with a big, big chance despite that burden of 11 stone 12.
OK. Would you rate that as the sort of... what's the word I'm thinking of here?
Strongest form.
The yardstick, that's the word I was thinking.
Yeah, that's the... Yeah, I think he is the yardstick. Yeah, obviously nosy box. She was beaten in a mare's only 2 mile five novices hurdle last time. It was heavy ground there, but again, you know, she's a little bit to find. But again, we know she'll go on the ground, and we know she'll stay the trip well. I think, is it Derek Fox?
Yes.
Yeah, well capable pilot.
Yeah, definitely.
And very good value for his £3, so certainly won't lack anything from the saddle there, nosy box, that is for sure.
One down the bottom that's pretty interesting here, Pim, is Teddy T. Of Nicky Richards. Obviously, we've seen these connections. They've got some pretty smart horses. And this one really hasn't shown anything at all to date, but is completely unexposed, carries, you know, little to no weight. Would be interesting to see market support for that one, wouldn't it?
If market support came for it, certainly would be interesting. But for me, he's shown very, very little, and he's really going to have to up his game if he's going to take a hand in the finish tomorrow. It was a novice hurdle. He last ran in over 2 mile three at Carlisle last time out. That was back in November, so he's had a little bit of a break since then as well. But from what we've seen, he's going to struggle for me. I think he's interesting, more than likely taking his chance in his handicap for the first time. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, what we've seen certainly hasn't been over-inspiring so far.
OK, so in terms of selection for this race, Pimmers, where are we going to go?
I'm going to stick with the inform horse, Quell Elite. As I say, burden of 11 stone 12, but we know he stays, we know he likes the soft ground, and he's one of the few that come into the race on the back of a real good run last time.
OK, fair enough. Next up is the 135. It is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. 13 runners going to post for this one. Good field size for this time of year. And it's... Well, it's a really open race, isn't it, Pimmers?
Wide open. Again, you've got one or two horses coming into this race in good form. You've got Beyond Redemption, who, or even Beyond Temptation, who was a winner last time out for Jonathan Haynes. Again, Dermot O'Regan, good value for his £7, this young lad. He's attached to the Chris Grant yard. Mm. So he certainly would imagine would be in the mix, having, I say, won last time out. You've also got... Simon Templar, the saint. Well, he came good last time out, didn't he, this fella? And that was a good performance, I thought, in that novice handicap chase at Newcastle. He won by three lengths. Again, it was a fairly testing conditions on that occasion. And Pauline Robson's horses have been in good form of late. Mm. And the veteran jockey, Brian Harding, is doing the steering there. So certainly he's very interested in Simon Templar. And the other horse I thought was interesting, but we haven't seen him for a little while, is Love Marmalade, who I thought ran really well last time out. Third of 19, beaten 13 lengths admittedly, but again, I feel, comes into this race with a little bit of a break and in good form. With that third last time out. So he's certainly interesting. And obviously the other Irish challenger from the Kelly stable is Glenn Coyne. And again, he ran really well in defeat last time out when he was a half a length behind Swampfire at Leicester. So again, he could be interesting. But, you know, they're no world beaters, these guys. Your top rate is 105. So what you see is what you get. Mm. And again, I think you're better looking towards the horses that have been in good form of late. And I think it could be Love Marmalade for me.
Okay, Love Marmalade used to be with Mark Johnson on the flat. Has had his last few runs on the flat as well, but completely unexposed over hurdles and has a good chance here.
He'll be a big price.
He will be. And just to touch on something, you mentioned Dermot O'Regan there, good value for his seven. There are quite a lot of good claiming conditionals up in the north. I mean, we've got a few in this race, the likes of Derek Fox that you touched on. Obviously, he's come over from Ireland. Callum Willans, Adam Nicol, Craig Nicol, Graham Waters. You know, and in ground like this, when it is such a tight handicap, that £3 or £5 can make all the difference.
Well, yes, yeah. As I say, Dermot O'Regan takes a valuable seven off Beyond Temptation, taking its weight down to 9 stone 10. So that certainly is going to give it a little bit of a help in the testing conditions tomorrow. But okay. Again, his rating of 82 tells its own story.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to go with Love Marmalade.
Love Marmalade, bit of value at double figure price for sure.
Okay, the final race that we'll look at is the 240. It's a handicap chase over an extended 2.5 mile trip. Again, 8 runners going to post. If they can stay in another race that definitely has each way potential. Only one place to start here, Pimmers, and that's with a horse that we both saw at Wetherby on the 27th of December. That's Royal McNab, who wasn't the most competitive of races, but he couldn't have won it any more easily for Rebecca Menzies and Henry Brooke.
Oh, he absolutely dotted up, didn't he? Won by 15 lengths. Again, the ground on the day after Boxing Day at Wetherby was very, very gluey, very tacky. They had 10 mil of rain overnight, and it really took some getting that trip the other day. But he jumped really well in the main, just a little bit of a fluffed his lines at the second last, but basically he was good. Again, his confidence is sure to be buoyed by that success. And again, he's an interesting player. £7 penalty shouldn't really stop him.
You mentioned the ground. I'd imagine it'll be pretty similar there. Maybe not so gluey, but it's going to be testing again, isn't
it? Almost certainly. And so, if the forecast of heavy showers is correct, it's going to be definitely stamina sapping, or even stamina sapping.
We'll get there eventually.
I think it's something like that.
That's a tongue twister.
Should have put my teeth in. I'll even teeth in. Yeah.
What you're witnessing here is a breakdown on air, I think, listeners.
I think we are, yeah. It's just all too much for me.
It's the new year and you just can't cope.
Yeah, exactly.
Plenty of dangers, though, for Royal McNab here, Pimmers.
Yeah, Cobber J. Island's interesting. He ran really well in defeat at Musselburgh last time out when he was behind Burley Legal. I thought he ran really well there, stayed really well. So he's interesting. He's been knocking on the door, hasn't quite opened. Not so sure about Lucinda Russell's horses at the minute, are you?
No, they're not in the best form, certainly.
No.
Let's have a look, let's see.
She's throwing plenty of darts at the board, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's having a lot of runners, but she had it's time for a pint at Wetherby on Boxing Day, and then a winner on the 20th at Newcastle, but they're her only winners in the last month nearly now.
Yeah.
And she's been running quite a few, a lot of P's as well there, a lot of horses pulled up.
Right. So whether they're not handling the very heavy ground.
Oh, it could just be that they're in decent nick earlier and now they're badly handicapped, or, you know, there could be a lot of excuses, but she's certainly not firing.
No, and you tread carefully if you're thinking about any of her runners at air tomorrow, that is for sure. and have you had yours? Again, that's been running well, consistent. Hasn't quite got his head in front last couple of runs, but he did run real well when we saw him at Wetherby. Again, beaten a long way, but at least he was competitive. Mm. And again, another £7 claimer, Alistair Finlay, helping his weight go down to 10 stone 6.
Now, I know you love a good psst, don't you, Pimmis?
Indeed, I do.
A good whisper. Now, I heard from Mick Norton yesterday that...
Is he still living?
He's still living.
Oh, blimey.
He's made it to 2015.
He's made it to 2015. Amazing. Amazing.
And he...
Those tablets must be good.
he's heard on the grapevine that Nick Alexander's horses are bouncing back to form. They've had a pretty torrid spell, to be honest, but he's heard that they're all of a sudden that they're just looking a little bit different at home, so it could be worth looking at the Flaming Matron here.
God blimey, I think I would be taking that on trust with Mick Norton, and certainly with those two P's that we've seen it with.
That is true.
That wouldn't encourage me.
Quite a leap of faith, wouldn't it?
I think it would, yeah. I think you become a Flaming Matron if you back that one, that is for sure.
Okay.
I think we'll leave that psst.
Yeah.
To somebody else.
Okay, fair enough. What are we going to go for on this one then?
I'm going to go for the Wetherby winner, Royal McNab.
Yeah.
Thought he did it well. As I say, his confidence boosted. She's a capable trainer as well, Rebecca Menzies.
Formerly with Ferdy Murphy, wasn't she?
She was indeed, yeah. And it's good to see Henry Brook just starting to get back amongst the winners now. He's had a bit of a difficult time. But again, getting some opportunities, and he seems to be taking them.
Okay. Lovely stuff, Pimmis. Can you just spin us through your three picks on Friday, please?
Yeah, we can indeed. So we're going to start with the 1 o'clock, and in the shape of the 1 o'clock, we're going to go for the top weight Quell Elite for James Moffitt and Brian Hughes. In the 1:35, we're looking towards Love Marmalade at a double pigger price, and certainly an each-way slant there. And in the 2:40... we're looking towards the Wetherby winner, number 4, Royal McNab.
Lovely stuff, Pimmis. Thanks very much for your time, and enjoy all of Friday's racing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.